Hello, Donald. Mark Daniels, WTAQ. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
That rookie season when Ted was watching a skinny kid running around, when did you have the confidence upon your arrival, or did it develop over the course of working with other athletes who were hoping to become professionals that you knew you could become the professional you did become?
Well, I have to say I had the work ethic. When I walked in here in 1999, I felt like I could do anything if I believed that anything was possible. So when I stood up there, and I think Mike McCarthy said it better, you know, my work ethic is unbelievable. I work out and I continue to work out because I knew it was always someone out there coming to take my job, or I was trying to take someone's job. And all the great guys that played before me, it was truly an honor just to stand up there and play with those guys. So I had the work ethic and I wasn't gonna let it slip away. And look at me now. I'm the all-time Packer League receiver in history.
Donald, Lance Allen from WTMJ, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Take us back to when you were 14 years old. There's a famous story about you and your brother Marvin in the bedroom, and you said you were going to be somebody. Do you feel like you made it, and what does this prove?
Wow, that's a long time ago. I love you too. You know, I think that was the thing. Laying in the bed 24 years ago with my brother, I told my brother that I'm going to take our family out of the struggles, the trials and tribulations, to have a better life for us. And I've done it. I see the success in my family. I see the success in my kids, my wife. I mean, God has been truly a blessing for us. All the things we've faced in our life, if we didn't have God in it, it wouldn't be there. And the road that I was going down as a kid, God found a way for me to get out of it. And I'm just blessed to be able to stand up here today and say that I've reached all the milestones that I can reach.
Hi, Donald. Nick Frym with Door County Daily News. The fans, I think, would love to see you in a coaching role someday with the Packers. Is it ever a possibility to see you coaching wide receivers in the green and gold?
They spend too many hours at the building. I'm more of a family guy. I love to be with my family. I love to spend as much time with my family. I think what those guys do is an amazing job. I just I don't know if I want to coach. I don't think EB is ready to give his job up right now. So I'll give him another 5-6 years when he became a head coach. Then we'll see.
Hi, Donald. Jeff Alexander, WBAY. Congratulations. You had the good fortune over your career of playing with a couple of great quarterbacks, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Can you talk about what each one meant to you personally and how they helped your career?
Well, I guess we'll start with Brett. When I first walked in here in 1999, Brett kind of just took me under his wing and said, you know, he threw his first ball to me, and I ran it back to him and was so excited that I was like, "You're Brett Favre." And he looked at me and said, "Don't worry, there's many more to come." And he instilled in me that don't ever let no one know that you're hurt. Every time I would get knocked out across the middle, I would get up and smile. Even though I was hurt, I would just show that beautiful smile. And then get back to the huddle, and I don't know what's going on, but I knew it was a run play. So he instilled in me the toughness of this game. Aaron Rodgers. I've seen this guy grow up from a little kid to a grown man. And he has instilled in me, as an older man than he is, the love for the game. The way he stepped in, and he knew that no one can be better than Aaron Rodgers. He had that chip on his shoulder that I loved. And I seen him go through training camp, and he fought and fought and fought. And when it was all said and done, he stood among. And now he's one of the best to ever play this game. So one thing I continue to learn from Aaron is that you can continue to believe, and people are going to doubt you. But if you believe that you can be anything, you're going to be that. And that's what he did.
Donald, Justin Felder from Fox 11. Probably everybody here has a favorite Donald Driver memory. Coach McCarthy mentioned the touchdown against the 49ers. Do you have one play, one touchdown, one catch, one memory that stands out most in your mind?
All of them. But if you had to pick one, I would probably say the moment when I ran out that tunnel at the Super Bowl. That was the moment I'd never forget. That's one memory that I think as an NFL player, you know, we always say that's the greatest milestone, is to make it to the National Football League and win a Super Bowl ring. I'll never forget that moment, running out that tunnel and holding that trophy up at the end of the game, knowing that I have already reached the greatest milestone. Now I have a Super Bowl ring.
Donald, Mike Spofford from Packers.com. Congratulations to you. Multiple people today have mentioned the play against the 49ers in the throwback jersey from 2010. Can you just tell us what you remember about the play, and how do you feel about that play being such a big part of your legacy?
What I remember about the play is the defense didn't care about me because I was old. So it kind of worked out in my favor. They jumped Greg Jennings, and they left me wide open. And then after that, I just said I wasn't going to be not denied. I wanted to get to the end zone. So to shake off all those tackles, and then Drew to make a block after that, and then it was just me trying to carry the rest of the end zone. So I have to say, if I have to look at one play in my career that stands alone, that one. That's the best one of my career.
Now that's going to be tough to follow. Donald, Ryan Rodick, WFRV-TV, congratulations. Do you remember walking into the Packers locker room for the first time, and can you compare who you were at that time to the guy that packed up the boxes a few weeks ago and walked out knowing that could be your last time, and now it is your last time in that locker room?
I was the same guy that walked in 1999, and I'm the same guy that walks out in 2013. You know, sometimes people say that sometimes success changes who you are. Success has not changed me. I'm the same skinny little kid that walked in there in 1999. I'm gonna be the same little skinny kid, well, grown man, that walks out in 2013. So nothing changes for me. I'm the same person and never will change.
Donald, Mike Vandermoss from the Green Bay Press Gazette. Some players have struggled in the transition to retirement. Do you feel you're going to struggle in that regard, and what are you going to miss the most?
I think the most thing I'm going to miss is running out that tunnel and 70,000 fans cheering you on every time you catch a ball, you make a block, they're screaming your name. So that's what I'm going to miss. As far as the struggling part after football, I won't struggle. I've got so many things that I've prepared myself for after football. Within the next week, I'll be hosting the Curdy Cake Show. So me and Curdy Cake, Katie Kirk, my fault. I'm nervous right now. Katie Kirk will be hosting, I'll be co-hosting her show with her. It's going to be a nice little show. It's going to be a wedding edition, so it's something I like to do. So I'm going to plan your wedding if you decide to get married. But no, I think I'm prepared. I have my life story, my book coming out in September. I'm also doing Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition with Chris Paul. So I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever comes next. I think God has a plan for me. Football was just the starting point. I'm willing to follow whatever God has next.
We have time for one more question. One more. Dave Schrader with WBAY. You've said Green Bay will always be your home. What will it be like to come back and see that driver statue by Titletown in Donald Driver Way now?
It would mean it's going to mean the world. You know, it's so many things that we go through, and we don't know what to expect at the end of the day. And to be honored with my own street and a statue is truly something special. That shows you the love, that shows you the support, that shows you the dedication of what I have done for this organization and this community, that the community will honor me in the same way. So it's truly something special. I love you guys. It's been an awesome, awesome ride. Now it's time for the next chapter.
Donald Driver, everybody. And we'll end this right where we started. Donald, we love you for the player you were, for the man you are. God bless you and yours. Thank you, everybody, for coming.